Rabbi Ephraim Lewin.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming. B'shus the Chashuva organizers and B'shus the Chashuva Tzibur. I want to speak today a little bit about Messiah. There was once a prospective employee walks into an office of a president of a big company. He's looking for a job. And they go through the normalities and what he's good at. He gives his credentials. And he's about to hire him, and just before that, the prospective employee asks, he says, "Tell me, are there any health benefits in this job? Do you get any health package?" So the president says, "Nope, sorry." He says, so the fellow says, "But in my last job, I had a full health package and a dental package." "But okay, there aren't any. So tell me, what about sick pay? Do you pay if someone's off sick?" So the president says, "I'm very sorry, we only pay here for the days that you work." He said, "Well, my last job, 2 weeks sick pay." So he says, "But tell me, are there any paid vacations?" So the president says, "I'm very sorry, in this job, you can take one week off in August, unpaid, but I don't pay any vacations." He said, "Well, my last job, we had a whole month paid vacation." And the president's getting a bit exasperated about all these questions. But the fellow carries on. He says, "Tell me, are there any end-of-year bonuses in this job?" He says, "I'm very sorry. The job is as I've described it. There's nothing else extra. Can you stop with your questions already?" He said, "Well, my last job, we bumper end-of-year bonuses." "And tell me, what about a car? Do you provide a car for the employees?" "A car?" He says, "Let me ask." The president stopped him in there. He says, "Just stop there. Please tell me, if in your last job, you had health benefits, a dental package, you had sick pay, paid vacations, end of year bonuses and a car, why on earth did you leave your last job?" He said, "It's very simple. After 1 month, the company went bust." The Pasuk says in our Sedra, Mayadika Pasuk, we've got a beautiful in Parshas Vayeshanon, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, "Haniyo kadovo hagodoin hazeh." Was there anything as great? "Oy hanishma kamoyo." Have you ever heard such a thing that? "Hashoma om koil elekim." That a whole nation, the whole Bnei Yisrael heard. "Hashem medaber mitoicho eish kasher shamata ato vayechi." Has there ever been such a thing, said Moshe Rabbeinu, "a dovo hagodoil," that an entire nation heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak? There were many other religions, and they claim all sorts of things, but it only happened to very few. There's nothing like we've got, that the whole nation, the whole Bnei Yisrael, stood by Har Sinai and heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk. And the Pasuk ends with an extra word, l'chayra, vayechi, and you survived and you lived. Well, of course we lived. If we wouldn't live, we wouldn't have the Torah. What's the Torah adding, asked Rav Moshe Kamenetsky, with this word vayechi? Of course it was a nest that we didn't live. We died, and then when Hashem said the second dibur by Har Sinai, we gained, our neshamas left us, and Hashem did tchias amesim again. So of course it was a nest that we survived, that we lived. But surely the ikka is that we were the revelation of Har Sinai, that we stood there and we heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu talk. Isn't that the ikka, asked Rav Moshe Kamenetsky? And he says, the Torah is telling us here an amazing thing. And that's how we know the truth nowadays. It's because of one word, and that is the word Messiah. The ikka, of course, it was Gevaldik Mamad Har Sinai, and we have to always remember it. But the ikka is that we have to pass that on to the next generation. The Messiah of passing down from father to son, to his children, to his children, to his children, the Messiah, that is what we learn from this word Vayechi. That we stood there, and Vayechi, and we lived in order to pass it on. And we take a find a similar thing in the Rambam says, on the Gemara says, in Makkos, the famous Gemara, Talmud Shegolos, says Gemara Makkos Yudam and Aleph, a Talmud who killed someone by accident and he has to go into Golos, he has to go to the Ir Miklot, says the Gemara, Megalin Rabbi Imoy, his Rebbe has to go with him to the Ir Miklot, Shenem Avochai, because it says, he has to live. And the Rambam says, if he goes down, his rabbi's not there, it's not living. Asei loy, says the Rambam in Perek Shri of Hilchas Ritzech Ushmias HaNefesh. Halacha Aleph, Talmud Shagol Ali Miklo, Megali Rabbi Imai Shenem Avachai. Asei loy, says the Rambam, do for him, Kedei Sheyichye, so that he should live. V'chaye Bali Chochmo Umvakshel, V'loy Talmud Torah, if he wouldn't have the Talmud Torah of his rabbi, Kemiso Chashuvin, it's Nachshav, it's considered as if he's dead, so we have to make him live. And the Ritva adds, the Ritva says, what happens if in the Ir Miklot there's a yeshiva there? So does his Rebbe have to come from his yeshiva where he was? There's a yeshiva in the Ir Miklot. Says the Ritva, yes, because each person needs his Rebbe, his own Rebbe. Why? Because this is the Mesorah. Mesorah is that we have to pass down, and if he can learn best from his Rebbe, it's so vital that even his Rebbe, even if there's a yeshiva in the Ir Miklot, his Rebbe has to come with him to the Ir Miklot to teach him Torah. And the Rambam carries on, V'chino Rav Shegolo, Megalin Yeshiva Oso Yimoy. If the Rosh Yeshiva accidentally killed someone, then the whole Yeshiva have to go with him to the Ir Miklot. I don't know if in this case, the first case, I'm not sure, I was discussing with my son last night, it's not clear. Does the whole Yeshiva anyway end up there? I'm not sure. Talmud Shegola, a Talmud of a yeshiva, killed someone by accident. And then he has to go on to the Ir Miklot. And then what's the halacha? His Rebbe, the Rosh Yeshiva, has to go with him to teach him. So what's with the rest of the yeshiva? Okay. So maybe it could be that even the yeshiva have to go as well because the Rebbe's there with the one Talmud. Unbelievable. And this is why in Parshas Shemois, in Parshas Boy, the Torah makes such an asik out of Seder night. V'gadatol avincha, because that's the ikka, we came out of Mitzrayim, and Hashem says, V'gadatol avincha, you've got to pass this on, because that's how we survive. This, the Mesorah that we have, that is so important and so vital to our continuity, that the whole thing centered around the children, V'gadatol avincha. Oh, and I want to share with you, Taka, a Gemara. The Gemara is a fascinating Gemara, and this is a shtickel, a mechayev for us as parents or as grandparents, especially. We'll see. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, Vaidatem a pasuk from our sedra, Vaidatem levonecha ulivnei vonecha, and you should teach, let them know who your children, and to your grandchildren. Loi malach, says the Gemara, to teach you, shekol hamelamed es benoi Torah, anyone who teaches his son Torah, ma'ale olav akosuv, the Torah considers it, ki'ilu lomdoi loi, v'livnoi, uleben benoi, ad soiv kol adoirois. Imagine, you learn with your child Torah, you're not just learning with your child, it's as if you've learnt with your grandchildren, great-grandchildren, Soif Kol Adoirois, because that's how important it is. That's what we're doing. We're trying to teach our children that, not just that they should know and stop there. We want them to pass it on to their children. It reminds me of a story, a famous story, you've probably heard of it. Shlomo Haiman, it was a snowy, wintry day, and about four Talmidim turned up to his Shia, because many people couldn't get there, they were stuck in due to the snow. And he gave the shiur with a fiery shiur with all its chios. And one of the talmidim says, Rebbe, you can, calm down. There's only four of us here. You don't have to shout and throw, as if, there's 100 people here. There's only four of us here. And he shouts at them, he says, what do you think? You think I'm only giving the shiur to you? I know, I'm giving it to you, to your children, to your grandchildren, to your great-grandchildren, because that's Torah. That's the Messiah that we have to pass on to our children, that they should pass on to their children. That's Seif Kol HaDoyos, as the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, carries on here in Kiddushin. It's not only to your sons that you have to teach the Torah. B'nei b'neichem inayin. How do you know they have to teach your grandchildren as well? Talmud Leima Vaidatem, a pasuk from our sedra of Eschanon, Vaidatem Levanecha, Levnei Vanecha. Says the Gemara, Kaizon Amar Shum and Levi, Kolam Alamid Espen Benoit Torah. Someone who teaches his grandson Torah. Listen to this one. Imagine, you learn with your grandson Torah, it's as if you're passing on Kiblo Mehasi, as if that grandparent has been Mekabalit from Har Sinai, and that's why he's passing on. I got a call last week from a grandfather in London. Not my grandmother, a grandfather in London. He says to me, I want to thank you very much for teaching my grandson this year, a Rebbe in Tashbahia. And I taught his grandson. I said, you don't need to thank me. I said, your children should thank me because I taught their child. He says, no, I have to thank you. I said, why? He says, because I want you to know, every, I think it was Thursday night, I called Manchester and I had the kavias to learn with my grandchildren. And I learned Chumash with the one that I taught Chumash. He said every Thursday night I learned Chumash with him. So therefore, I want to thank you. It's mamish this. And right after that, it says in our Sedra, the day he stood by Hasinai. And the Gemara carries on with a couple of nice stories. It says, Rebchia Ba'aba. Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba met Rabbi Shoba Levi, and he wasn't dressed properly. He had a kapel on, seems from the Gemara, but he didn't have his hat on. And Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba was very distressed and disturbed that he's passing this Rabbi Shoba Levi to go out without his hat on. It's not right. He says, why are you doing this? So he answered him, and he saw he was taking his child to learn Torah. So Rabbi Shulman Levi said to him, "What do you, Amale mi zuta? Do you think this is a small thing? My dechsev idatem levanecha, v'samich leyoyim asher matar ifnei Hashem lekech v'choyev." He said to Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba, "Do you think it's a small thing that to take your child to learn Torah, and it's which is considered as if kiblu mehar Sinai? You think that's a small thing?" So from that day onwards, Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba learned from Rabbi Shulman Levi how important it is. He refused to have breakfast. Chiya Ba'aba says, from now I'm not going to eat breakfast until I've learnt, gone, done chazara with my children what they learnt yesterday and learnt something new with them. Only then I'll eat breakfast. Because it's taka so important that I learn with my children or grandchildren Torah, I'm not going to have breakfast till I've done chazara on yesterday's limudim and I've learnt something new for today. So he says, yeah, like time umtzad the maisi nukli mesim adrasha. And Tak, I want to share with you some fascinating stories I saw. He brings here a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says in Shabbos, Tavov on the base, also about Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the same Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Hayaragil livchoy nes nechtoy kol erev Shabbos. He used to, every Friday, he used to test his grandson, Al Masha Lomar Bipi Rabbi. He used to have a feher by the Zeda every Friday. Hamachas, Korot, says Yerushalmi, one time it happened, Sheshochach Rabbi Shua Levoichnoi. Rabbi Shua forgot to test his grandson. Ukvan nichnas lisrachis lichvoid Shabbos. He already went into the bathhouse to wash lichvoid Shabbos in one of the bathhouses in Tiberia. So it says Rabbi Shua Malevi went, and he was already there, and then he suddenly went, oops, oi, I didn't test my grandson. So he went out of the Merachatz, he went back out of the bathhouse, went back to his house, and tested his grandson, and then he went back to the bathhouse. And the Yerushalmi brings the Machlekas, how far, had he just entered the bathhouse, and he just had to go out? Or it could be he'd already removed his clothes, which means an extra tircha that he had to go and get dressed again, and then go home and test, and all that to come, yeah? So Machlekas. And it was all Amanos le Kaim es Vaidatim our Posik and our Sedra Vaidatim Vanecho Rivne Vanecho. And Yerushalmi carries on that Rabbi Chiya, same Rabbi Chiya, there must have been a lot of conversation, Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba and Rabbi Shoma Levi. Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba asked him, I don't understand, you taught us, Rabbi Shoma Levi, that the halacha is you can't go to the Merachatz before you've davened. But what happens if someone, he forgot he hasn't davened, and he went into the Merachatz. The halacha is, Rabbi Chiya said, you, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, you, Rebbe, taught us that once you go into the bathhouse, no, you can carry on in the bathhouse, even if you haven't davened. You shouldn't go to Chatzchila before davening. You should daven first, then go. But what happens if you went into the bathhouse, and you hadn't davened, then you can stay in the bathhouse, finish there, and then go and daven. So he says to him, I don't understand. So Ibn Azar, you went into the bathhouse, so you hadn't tested your grandson of Nus, you haven't tested, you'll test him later. So he said to him, Ibn Shur Malevi asked him, Chia bini, Chia my son, Kalo hi beinecho, is it light in your eyes? Hare kol ha-shemer pa-shemim ben benoi, someone who teaches his grandson, ki ilu shoyimu me ha-sinai, it's like that grandson is hearing Torah from ha-sinai. Mishum shenem avoidatum levonecho levnei vonecho yim ha-shem manta levnei ha-shem lekecha b'choyev. How could you take that lightly? Of course I had to come out. So enachanami, if I would have gone before davening, I would have taken been able to stay, but this I can't miss out on. The Messiah is so vital. And he brings here a maestro first of all, he says, we have to understand, Ibn Shur Malevi was, we can't imagine, was like a malach. And at the time, imagine a bit of Torah, he had to go and get, according to Malam, he already got undressed, so he had to get dressed again and go back and all that to test his grandson. Imagine what he could have been machadish in that time, Ibn Shur Malevi we're talking about. And he says that the Chavetz Chaim, on the day that his grandson started learning Aleph Beis, he made a L'chaim, and he taught him some of the Aleph Beis, it says, bring a Maisa. Because he understood, of course, the chashivas of this Messiah of passing on to the grandchildren. And he brings another Maisa, he says there was a Av Beis Din who was in Luzern, probably on holiday time in Switzerland, and he had the kaviyas to learn with his grandchildren, and someone met him in a toy shop, and it was like very unlike this godel, this like big Rosh Hashiva to be hanging around in a toy shop. What's he doing? He's buying the toys are like a car, like electric car, something like. So he asked him. He says, "What are you doing here?" He says, "I'm going to teach. I'm going to learn with my grandchildren. If I don't give them something first, then it's going to be much harder for me to get through to them. And it's so important I get my Torah through to them and I learn with them, so I have to go and buy them some toys first, and then they'll be makabel it better from me." Oh. Oh. So the Gemara that we started in Kiddushin, the Gemara carries on. I'm going to share with you some more from that same Gemara. The Gemara carries on. This is still Lamed Amud Aleph in Kiddushin. Omar Rav Safra, Mishum Rav Shur ben Chananya. Rav Safra said in the name of Rav Shur ben Chananya, Maidach Siv, Vishinantom Levonecho. Also in our Sedra, you should teach your sons. Al Tikke Vishinantom Ele Vishilashtem. What does that mean? Lo'olam Yashlish Odom Shinoisov. A person should divide his life into three parts. Shlish B'mikra, a third of his life he should spend learning Chumash, Shlish b'Mishnah, a third of his life learning Mishnayis, Shlish b'Talmud, and a third of his life he should spend learning Gemara. You tell me. Don't know. You're probably right. Yeah. So says the Gemara, Mi yedeh kamachaya. How's he supposed to know how long he's going to live? How can he divide his life into three parts if he doesn't know how long he's going to live? Says the Gemara, No, lo yitzrich l'yoyma. Says Rashi, what does it mean, l'yoyma? We're talking about for days. He should divide the days. Says Rashi, l'yoyma yemei ha-shavua. He should divide the days of the week. Sunday and Monday, mikra. Tuesday and Wednesday, mishnah. Thursday and Friday, he should spend on Gemara. That's how Rashi learns. Agav, I heard in Rashi, what about Shabbos? What's he supposed to do with Shabbos? So Shabbos is for Chazon. I saw brought down that the Gemara you learn on Shabbos, whatever you learn on Shabbos, you don't forget. So if you do Chazon on Shabbos of what you've learned the whole week, so that's a very good scholar to remember all you're learning. So that's what Shabbos is miyud for. So you got Sunday, Monday for Mikra, Tuesday, Wednesday for Mishnah, Thursday, Friday for Gemara, and Shabbos is Chazon of the whole lot, and then you remember it. Says Tosis. Tosis doesn't like Rashi's pshat of L'yoyma. And Tosis brings Rashi. He says, "Pirish bekuntus yimei haShabbos klema shnei yomim mikra, shnei yomim mishnah, shnei yomim gemara, v'loy nehira." He doesn't like it. You can still say he doesn't know how long he's going to live. He doesn't know how many weeks he's going to. How can he divide it into weeks? Says Tosis, "V'nirli lefash b'chol yoyim v'yoyim atzmoi. each day you should divide these, you should learn all these three things. Each day of a person's life should be divided between these three. And he says, Taka, that's what we do. Arkein tikein b'seder of Amram gone. K'moisha onu noyekim b'chol yoyim koydem p'suk et zimra. That's what we do every day. We learn loyim ha-mikra, we say p'sukim from Tanakh. Mishnah u'gemara. Yeah, so we do all three. So you see, you have this Indian of dividing things into three. So I just want to share with you. I saw very nice. The Gemara says in Shabbos. Gemara says a fascinating Gemara in Shabbos Peches, a famous Gemara as well. I'll explain what that means. Hashem gave us a Torah, which is a three-part Torah. Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim. And who did he give it to? A three-part nation. Kohenim, Levi'im, and Israelim. Who did he give it through? A third child, Moshe Rabbeinu. It was Miriam, Aaron, and Moshe. When did he give it? On the third day of Prisha. Yeah, the third day of Shloisha Shemei Hagbola. And when did he give it? In the third month, Nisan Iyar Sivan, he gave it in Sivan. So there's your three together. And the Gemara says in Bava Basra, fascinating Gemara, that there were three Amoraim. It's the Gemara in Bava Basra Nun Tes Amud Aleph, that they learnt, the Homachleikas, the grandson argued with the grandfather, and the father also had to say, and Kori Aleo, Rami Bachoma, Rami Bachoma said about those three, the famous pasuk, "Va'chut hamashulosh loy b'mhera yinotek zereb oishia benoy shereb chama benoy shereb bisa." These three, you could say about them, "Chut hamashulosh." If a thread is threefold, you've got a threefold thread. Loy b'mhera, you can't break it easily. So Tosis says here in Divrei Matzah, "Va'chut hamashulosh." He asks the kashi. He says, "Why does the Gemara say only about these three? There were many Amoraim when there were three generations of Amoraim." And the Gemara doesn't say, "Whoa, Kori Aleo, Vachut Tamashulash Levim Heir Yinotek." What's the chat? So Tosis says, Tosis asks, Kama Hoyu Shehein, Vavisein, Vavois Avisein, Hoyu Tamide Chachamim. There were many that their fathers, their grandfathers were Tamide Chachamim. Veloi Koma Aleim, Achut Tamashulash. It doesn't say about them, Achut Tamashulash, Elo. You know why over here? Hacha haynu tama lefisha shloshdon rose ze. Because here we're talking about the three generations were zeicha to see each other, and I had a fascinating pshat. That's why we say in Shor Shudas on Shabbos. What do we say? V'yizku lirois bonim uvneivonim oiskim atayu mitzvahs. It doesn't say v'yizku lebonim oiskim atayu mitzvahs because that's not good enough. It says we should be zeicha. We should be zeicha to see our children and our grandchildren, because then, if we see them and we learn with them and we see those, that continuity, you see this Messiah going on, then you can take a save. With this, what we've spoken about Messiah, hopefully we can understand a fascinating thing. We know at the beginning of the parasha starts with Chanan El Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu davened, and he davened, and he davened 515 tefillos to be able to come in for Chanan, yeah, to be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. And Hashem said to him, no, as it says also beginning of our parasha, Vayoyma Hashem Elai Rav Loch, Al Tosef Dab Elai, stop. Don't daven to me anymore. You're not going. Oyd Badavazeh. You're not going into Eretz Yisrael. Alei Raish Apiska. You can go to the top of the mountain. V'soy Necha. I'll let you see Eretz Yisrael. Kiloy Savo Esayadenzeh. But you're not going into Eretz Yisrael. And I want to share with you the following things. Why? We know why. Everyone knows why. Why was he not going to Israel? Because instead of speaking to the rock, he hit the rock. So let me ask you like this. In Parshas B'Shalach, we had no water. We came out of Mitzrayim. We had no water. Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Say Moshe, what I want you to do is Yeah, I'll read it. It's in Pash B'Shalach, Pe'ikud Zayin, Pasuk Hey. Vayomer Hashem Moshe, Avoy lifnei Aharon v'kachet chumizgi Yisrael, u'matcha, take the stick with you. Kach b'yadcha v'alochta, hineni oimer lefanach Hashem al atzur b'chayev, v'hi kisa v'atzur, I want you to hit the rock. V'yotzu menu mayim v'shosom, v'yas kei Moshe, and he did it. In Pash B'Shalach, it's wonderful, it's amazing. Take the stick, hit the rock, and get water to the people. Suddenly it comes in Pashas Chukas. Oh, no. You hit the rock, and because you hit the rock, you're not going into it. Why not? What's the difference? Question one. Second kasha. In Chukas, the Torah tells us, straight after he did it, Hashem says, nope. You're not, because you hit the rock, Ya'an asher lekidashtem oisi, you didn't make a kiddush Hashem. Lochein, look at the Loshna HaTorah, Lochein, therefore you're not going to bring the Bnei Yisrael and Tetzal. I understand. We know everything is Midah Keneged Midah. What in the earth is a Midah Keneged Midah? What, because you hit the rock and didn't make it Hashem, therefore you can't do it. So what's the connection? And thirdly, I'll ask you one more kasha, like this. In Hazinu, by Mafti, when Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be nifted. It says, "Vaydaber Hashem Moshe." It's Parsha Zinu, Perik Lamed Beis, Pasuk Mem Ches. "Vaydaber Hashem Moshe." Be'etzem Yom Hazeh. You're going to Alei Al Rosh. This is the time when he's Taka going to go up the mountain now, see it, Yisrael, and then he's going to die. Alei El Har Avor Mazeh and the Voy Hashem Etz Moyav Hashem Pnei Reche, and you'll see your Eis Etz Kanaan Hashem and Yinoisen Levnei Yisrael Achuzo Umus Bahar. You're going to die there. And Rashi says, he went in broad daylight, it says. The Torah stresses, when did he go? In broad daylight he went up the mountain. Says Rashi, in three places, it says, really, it says in four, the Mepharshim asked that. But Rashi brings three here. By Noach it says, you know why? Because people said, Noach thinks he's going to survive and get in the teva. Forget it. We'll come with axes. We'll smash the teva. They attack a tribe. And Hashem says, I'll show you who's the boss. You try and come. I'm not going to take Noach in the middle of the night and creep him, put him in the teva. No. He'll go in broad daylight. You see if you can stop him. And the attacker came to stop him. And Hashem made wild animals and made it very marshy. And they couldn't stop him. Second place, where does it say? Says Rashi. By Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim says, you wish it. We're not going to let our slaves go free. Hashem says, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Hashem took us out in broad daylight. Hashem says, you try and stop me taking out my Bnei Yisrael from Mitzrayim. Comes the third place, says Rashi, over here. Afkam, B'misoso Shel Moshe. When Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die, Ne'ma Be'etzem Hazeh. Because Bnei Yisrael said, oh, we're not going to let Moshe die. So Hashem says, I'll show you who's boss. And I'll say, Bishlam, the first two, the response is justified. By Noach HaMitzrayim, the people said, oh, we're going to stop, we're going to smash the teva, we're going to kill the Yidden, not let them go out of Mitzrayim. So Hashem said, I'll show you his boss. But over here, I don't understand. How are we going to stop Moshe Rabbeinu dying? How are we going to do that? Says the Chasam Sofer, we're going to daven. So we're all going to stand there. I'm going to daven. Shila malos esoyna el harim meayin yavoy ezri. And Hashem says, I'll show you his boss. I'm going to take him in bet. What's going to happen? The response, why is Hashem so, when we're just davening that Moshe shouldn't die? Why is it justified? So we've got three questions. Let's just go over them again. Number one is, why in B'Shalach is it okay to hit the rock? And Chukas is the worst possible thing. Second question, Lochenoi Saviu. What's the Midah Keneged Midah that because you hit the rock and didn't make a Kiddush Hashem, therefore you can't take the Mesol into Eretz Yisrael? And the third question is, why is this response justified by Moshe Rabbeinu's Misa? So I want to share with you, I heard from Rodolfo Dolovsky a fascinating thing. And he said like this, there's always a process, like we know, Tcheles, when we Zoichat have Tcheles, Why would we have Tcheles? Because it's Doime La Yom. And Yom is Doime, Rakia, Kisakov. There's a process. You can't run before you can walk. And he explains like this. He says, there were three levels. There was a stick. There was Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when we came out of Mitzrayim, we were on the lowest level. Just like a dog. When you hit a dog with a stick, what does a dog jump at? the stick because it thinks the stick's hit it, but it's not really a stick. It doesn't have a seichel, the chap. That's the person holding the stick. We were like the dog. When we came up and said, we're so low that we were on stick level. And the idea was, we were tucked, if we would stay there a second longer, we were mem teshai tumah. We had to get out straight away. We were so low, we were sunken in avodah zarah from Mitzrayim. And we came out, and Moshe Rabbeinu started bringing us up higher to realize there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And tucked came to HaSinai, and Hashem says, the Bnei Yisrael have been this Aleh. They're not on a stick level, but they're new Moshe. They realize they need you, Moshe. And therefore, I'm going to say that first difference to you, Moshe, and you tell the Bnei Yisrael. And what did we say? No, we don't want to hear from you, Moshe. We want to hear directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe went back to Hashem and says that you didn't want to hear straight from you. That means what? We're on a level, we realize it's not a stick. We realize it's not Moshe. We're already at the top. We know it's you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so Hashem, they want to hear it. Okay, I'll speak to them directly. Look what happened. Woomph. First, Anoich Hashem Nekecha. Boom, we flew 12 mil back and we died. Tchias Amesim. Lo yi elecho elehim achein. Boom, we die again. Tchias Amesim each time. And then we say, actually, we admit. Moshe, do you mind hearing the next eight? Let's go back to plan A. You, Moshe, you hear the next eight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then tell us. And then, we've fallen back down from Hashem to Moshe, that we need Moshe. And then we fell even further. We did the Egel 6 weeks later. And we fell down. We said, oh, Moshe's gone. What are we going to do? We're not going to manage without Moshe. And then we sent Meraglim. And we fell right back down to the stick. Now, let's in B'Shalach, when we just came out of Mitzrayim, what level were we up to? Stick. So therefore, of course, when Hashem tells we didn't have water, Hashem tells Moshe, take your stick, use your stick. The Bnei Yisrael are not on a level to understand more than that. But then, and now, we go up to HaSinai, down again, boom, we're on the lowest level. We've got 40 years now, we have to be in the Midbar. We travel in the Midbar. We see unbelievableness in the Mon, the Be'er. Now, Nanei HaKavod, and we're growing, and we're growing, and we're growing, and we're growing. Until we're about to enter Eretz Yisrael. We're about to come into Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem says to Moshe, I want you to talk to the rock. I want the Yidden to realize it's not a stick. It's not you, Moshe. It's only me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is your opportunity, your one-time opportunity to show the Yidden that a stick's nothing. And you, Moshe, also nothing. It's all me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I want you to speak to the rock. And if you speak to rock and water comes out, they realize it's only me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He made a terrible, terrible mistake. And when he spoke to the wrong rock, and then in the end, he hit the rock. And people said, oh, Moshe got water out of a rock. Hashem said, you've just ruined it. After 40 years of Avodah, and you could have shown them that it's all me, you've wrecked it. Now there's no way, Midah Keneged Midah, that you can take Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Because if you would take Bnei Yisrael, everyone would think it's you, Moshe. Tucket says if Moshe Rabbeinu would have gone to Eretz Yisrael, the Beis HaMikdash would have been built. Lo'ilam, it would never have been destroyed. Now we can understand the third kash as well. What's this response of Beit Zion? And I read the words of Rashi. It's Mamish says it in Rashi. B'misosei shel Moshe, Nema be'etzem ayom hazeh, lefi shel Yisrael oimim. The Bnei Yisrael said, b'kach v'kachim, onum ha'gishin. If we realize, ein onum ha'nichin oisai. We're not going to let him die. Why? Who are we not going to let die? Adam, Shehoitzionu Mitzrayim. The man who took us... Hello, who took us out of Mitzrayim? Hashem or Moshe? But the Bnei Yisrael on a level now to realize it's Moshe. This Moshe, this Adam, Hoitzionu Mitzrayim, V'koralon HaTzion, he split the sea for us. V'hoirilon HaSamon, he got the mon for us. V'higizlon HaSaslav, he got those birds for us. V'helolon HaSabeir, he got us the Be'er, the water. It was Moshe who got us the Torah. So we can't manage without this Moshe. Therefore Hashem said, and this response is valid. Hashem said, I'm going to show you. You think you can stop this Moshe and you think you need to rely only on Moshe. I'm going to show you. In broad daylight, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to go up the mountain. He'll be able to see Eretz Yisrael because that's where he wanted to. But he's not going to be able to take you into Eretz Yisrael. My rabbi said, that's our Masaira. Our Masaira is that we have to realize everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's how we know everything's true. Because it's passed down from generation to generation, and if that could be any chizuk for us, if a grandfather can learn with a grandson, and even more so, a father with a son. A father with a son, says the Gemara, it's as if you're learning at Saif Kol HaDoros. And if a grandfather can learn with a grandson, it's Ke'ilu Kiblu Mehar Sinai. What more can we want? What greater chizuk could we have? That if we can be zeicha, and I'm talking to myself, if we can be zeicha to learn with our children, with our grandchildren, and we can pass them a soya like we've got it, and pass it on to Doros.